Sydney claw back within 2 points again. It's a thriller last week. Now they get the big test against Fremantle this weekend. We can't wait. It's going to be a huge weekend of footy. Dan Hannabury's form has been spectacular, except for the games that he missed, obviously, this year with a bit of injury. But his form has been mint again, and the Sydney midfield has been good enough to join us. G'day, Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, we don't want to get too far away from what's in front of you at the moment, but we've just been talking. I don't know whether the Paddy Ryder news is broken up there, but it looks like the speculation is that he wants to get out of Essendon. He's going to, you know, cite a duty of care type approach, and he wants to get to the Brisbane Lions. Now, that's all of that, and whether how much of that is accurate, we'll find out. But, Dan, on the eve of a final series, if one of your teammates wanted to get out of your team and it went public 2 or 3 days before your first final, how would you and the Sydney Swans, just theoretically, how would you handle that?
Look, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, I'm not too sure exactly. It's never really happened to us, I don't think, before in the past. And, I mean, I haven't really heard anything about it. I don't know Paddy Ryder, and I don't know much about what goes on in the inner sanctum of the Essendon Footy Club. But I'm sure, you know, just from the gut feel, you know, that sort of discussion probably wouldn't have wanted to be leaked to the public. But, yeah, I'm sure at the end of the day, he probably would have to think about it. And it is his... you know, I think Dan was saying it's his right to make the call, what he wants to do. And at the end of the day, we haven't had anything like that, so I'm not too sure how we would deal with it. But, you know, certainly at this stage of the year, the club's focus is, you know, purely on, you know, picking the best team and making sure that team goes out and you know, executes on final day. So certainly that's our approach this time of the year.
Hey, Dan, Dermot here. Can I ask you, your GPS tracking, now that you're back into the fold, how are you going for endurance? How are you going for repeat pace efforts? How are you going for all those tracking mechanisms?
Probably about similar to when before I got injured, mate. Obviously took a little bit while to get going again. I think that Port Adelaide game over there, I sort of, you know, it was a good run, but I sort of struggled a little bit to get into the game. And then since then, I've sort of hit most of the numbers that you know, I was hitting before I got injured. So at this stage, you know, I'm feeling pretty fit and confident going to a finals campaign that, you know, looms to be as brutal as anyone we've had in the past.
So what are the standards you want to hit when the guys who run the GPS tracking, when they say to you, "Oh, Dan, you did X, Y, and Z," what are they looking for? What's your brief?
I mean, every club's different, and every club that plays it, you know, focuses on different areas, but a lot of the stuff we focused on are sort of distance above 18 k's an hour, how many strides you do above 18 k's and 22 k's an hour. And these days, the actual distance isn't looked at as much, certainly even for midfielders. If you're a midfielder that has high intensity efforts, you know, you want to be seeing that in the GPS. You want to be seeing you sort of do that repeat speed and doing it at high intensity. If you're a midfielder sort of inside, you're probably going to get those k's ticked up. So depending on what sort of player you are, sort of determines what your GPS will look like. But I suppose gone are the days where it's just purely based on, you know, distance, I suppose, over a certain period of time.
Dan, Andrew Gaze, congratulations on the season that the team has and yourself. Andy and I at the top of the show were talking about how exciting it must be for the players as they're embarking on the finals campaign. But what about yourself? Is there an element of nervousness, anxiety? How do you approach it?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I've been lucky enough, I think, since I've started pretty club playing a few finals, which not every young player gets to do. But even this week, I've sort of had a, you know, I've been a little bit more anxious and nervous early in the week than I am for the probably first 22 rounds of the year. I think it's just because it's a big game and you're obviously really excited. But at the same time, you know, it's going to be, you know, there's a lot more in the line, I suppose, than there has been throughout the year. So certainly more excitement than the nerves and anxiety, but it is a little bit in heightened this week, I suppose, just because there is more on the line.
Josh Kennedy, how's he tracking?
Yeah, Joey's looking really good. I think he was pretty dirty, wasn't able to play last weekend, but obviously took the cautious approach with him being such an important player to us. But he ran around and did some pretty solid training on Tuesday. And
so you expect him?
They'll be both playing, I think, yeah.
Yeah, and come on, you're about to go out there against a really good defensive team, although they have been scoring very well, and they got a bloke called Crowley. Do you put any thought into him if he comes to you, and what would you be thinking?
I think, well, the beauty of our side is you could go to probably four or five players.
Yep.
No matter who Ross Lyon and their coaches think is important to shut down, and whether it be me, Kieran Jack, McFay, Parker, whoever it might be.
All right, I'd send him to you.
Yeah, well, certainly, I mean, I've looked into it this week and had a chat with a few of the coaches, and if it does happen, there's plans in place that we'll try and execute. So,
you know what you should have said then, Dan? You should have said, no, Luke Parker's going much better than me. He's flying at the moment. If they think I'm the one, give him to Parker. He's killing him at the moment.
As Kieran Jackson did in the week, you know, if you get him, you know, it's a compliment, and he's a super player. He's clearly, him and, I mean, McCaffrey's obviously injured himself, which is no good, but him and a few other players, Corns and McCaffrey, are probably the three best stoppers in the competition. And when you get them, it is a real challenge. And if you do get them, you know, you try and take it head on and do your best to have an influence on your footy side. And certainly it could be one of five blokes. And if it is one of those guys, you know, those players will try and execute a plan accordingly.
Dan, early on the week and over the weekend, a lot been made of Adam Goods and some of his actions out on the field, and Warnie got involved in a little bit of tit-for-tat on Twitter. Is this something that you talk about, you laugh about, you address? How is he coping with it all?
Oh, Goods, he's played, you know, I mean, nearly 400 games of footy, 350 games of footy, so he's pretty seasoned veteran and knows... knows what's going on. Not many people really, I think, spoke to him about it. Really, I think it was sort of, you know, maybe a few boys might have had a chat to him, but I don't think the footy club or Horse or any of the senior players felt there was any necessary need to speak to him and or pull him up or whatever. He sort of had a brief chat to Warnie, I think, on Twitter, and that was it, really. It wasn't even really brought up or even talked about the next day. We've got, as we've spoken about, a huge final coming up, and that's where all our focus is this week.
Little one, before we let you go, mate, have you got the keys back to Buddy's car yet?
No, mate. I saw him both this morning, mate, but we're strictly banned from each other's cars. So,
what'd you do? Did you just back out of his driveway, did you?
Bloody ass, flesh and learnt, boys. I was in the city, mate, and it wasn't my fault. That's all I'll say.
Hey, Saturday arvo, Dan. Don't worry about all those sidebar issues. Saturday afternoon's what it's all about when you take on those mighty Fremantle Dockers. It's a game we can't wait for. All the very best, and to you and your teammates, thanks for joining us on the show.
Cheers, guys. Thanks,
Dan Henry. Good player. Good fella.
Good player. He's a little bit better than that.
Good player.